This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Buried in the list of last-minute line-item vetoes in the state budget that were executed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was a cut that would actually enable some additional spending, $356 million to build a new death row at San Quentin Prison. The 11th-hour action caught North Bay Assemblyman Jared Huffman by surprise.
I was surprised because I've read the Constitution and I understand the line item veto, what it is and what it isn't. And there's no question that it's not something that allows the governor to go in and excerpt out entire sections of policy bills, which is what he attempted to do with it in this case.
The proposed new death row would have 768 cells, replacing the 150-year-old prison block that now holds around 670 inmates. That leaves less than 100 unused cells. Not much room for future growth in the number of condemned prisoners. In fact, the state auditor's report forecasts it would reach capacity by 2014. And Huffman adds the state's plan to get around that by housing the inmates two to a cell isn't likely to survive the inevitable legal challenge.
They believe that even though California has never double-celled condemned inmates, even though there's only one state in the country, Oklahoma, that does it, that somehow they're going to be allowed to do it. And they've premised this entire new death row on being able to double bunk. If they are not allowed to do that, this thing is going to be full 2 years after it's finished, which takes a project that's already seen as a fiscal boondoggle and makes it just truly something we shouldn't do until we get that question answered.
Additionally, Huffman observes that the Schwarzenegger administration's actions and statements regarding San Quentin have been, in his words, schizophrenic.
On the one hand, the Department of Corrections has been chomping at the bit to break ground on this project, in part because they really do have a bad situation with death row. It's in bad shape. But in part just because they are a prison bureaucracy that locks in on what they want, and they go for it, and then they ask forgiveness rather than permission. But on the other hand, you've got a governor running around the state saying he wants to sell San Quentin.
That's not an idea Huffman is ready to embrace altogether, but he does think there is merit in looking at alternate uses for some of San Quentin's real estate.
It's not a crazy idea, but the fact that we've spent over $100 million in the main buildings of San Quentin in the last few years and just completed a state-of-the-art prison health facility on the campus makes it pretty hard to imagine selling the entire property. What I've been pushing is a more modest vision. It would look at the 40 or 50 acres on the western edge of San Quentin and either sell or redevelop those for non-correctional uses. That's a great site for a ferry terminal that would connect to the smart rail system. You could have a transit village there. It could make money for the state. It could be a good thing for the North Bay and the Bay Area, a lot better than this expanded death row project, which is what they proposed for that same property.
But when it comes to housing the state's growing number of prisoners who have been sentenced to death, Huffman argues that it would be better and more cost-effective to rethink the state's position on capital punishment altogether than to spend $500 million just so we can perpetuate it. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.